My next guest is coming to Geelong, in fact, a week from tomorrow, Friday, 28th of May, 8 p.m, Costa Hall, at the Geelong Arts Centre. You can book now at geelongartscentre.org.au or call them on 1300 251 200. John Williamson, he's an ARIA Hall of Fame inductee, has an Order of Australia, 28 Golden Guitar Awards, take up a bit of room on the mantelpiece, wouldn't it? And sold over 5 million albums. He's also one of the nicest guys to have a chat to as well. John Williamson, we look forward to having you here in Geelong next week. Welcome to Bay 93.9.
Nice to be with you, Craig. Thank you.
You've been going now for 51 years, but let's rewind just a bit and go back to the 70s. Channel 9 Studios, Melbourne, 1970. Tell us how it all began.
It's hard to know when it began because, I mean, I was playing ukulele by the time I was seven and mucking around with a harmonica. And Dad was musical, played in a local band, you know, so I've sort of been working towards not realising that I'd ever write a song. And then I went to Melbourne for a few years in the early 60s. It was all folk music, and I really loved that, you know, rather than rock and roll. Went back, then we moved from the farming district in Victoria up to Moree, and I started performing in little coffee lounges and stuff just for fun, you know, singing folk songs. And then I had a go at writing a song called Old Man Emu, and Brian Rangit, who was actually the musical director of Graham Kennedy's show and New Faces, he got me on the program straight away. Bit of cousin love there. It was my dad's first cousin. I didn't really think I was going to do anything other than go on and you know, maybe win a prize or something.
Oh, you won a prize, all right, didn't you?
Oh, well, whatever, yeah. Well, there was a contract with Fable Label and with Old Man Emu. They just all went crazy.
You have the unique ability to fit a whole country into a song. I think of songs like True Blue, it just encapsulates the whole of Australia. How do you do it?
That's probably the biggest fluke of my life, that one, because I wrote it for a TV program. John Singleton was having 3 months or 3 years off after he sold his advertising company, and so he decided to put a TV show together interviewing Aussies, you know, and he said he wanted a song called True Blue, so I had to sit down and work out what True Blue meant, and that's why the whole song is like, what is it? You know, is it me and you? Is it mum and dad? What is it? You know, is it a cockatoo? And I had no idea, of course. That's been my calling card. Really, not till 86. I wrote in 83 for John, and then 86 we put it on the Malleboy album, and then they used it for the Buy Australian campaign, and that was just an amazing promotion for a song, and it worked so well that, you know, it's probably will always be my biggest hit.
Yeah, well, look, we're celebrating the fact that you're coming here to Geelong. Have you been to Costa Hall before?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's just a fantastic venue, yep. And we're really looking forward to having you here. What can we expect?
You know, when I'm in Victoria, I'll go through my list and see what I can find that does go with being a Victorian. As I said, I'm proud of the whole country. Even though I was born in Victoria, I regard myself as an East Aussie, if I have to regard myself any kind of Aussie. You know, I've lived in all the states on the East, except Tassie. So I'll take them on a journey. You know, I think I appreciate just being taken around and the stories that go with the characters I'll meet.
Now, you're coming here to Geelong. You're playing at Costa Hall. We're looking forward to seeing you here Friday, 28th of May at 8 p.m. Now, Millie, who does our breakfast show here at Bay 93.9, she was a bit concerned because your commercial that's been going to air here on Bay says that it might be the last time that we'll see you. Mill was devastated by that because she loves your music as well.
Winding back is just saying I'm going to work less. So, it's, you know, you might have to travel further next time, but I'm not sure. The big venues, I don't, you know, Geelong is as successful as it always is. I don't think that I'll take that out of the list straight away.
No, don't
but,
do
you
that.
You know, I'm going to keep working while I can do as good a job as I am at the moment. You know, like if I start forgetting lines too much, or, you know, it's concentration when you get older is one of the hardest things. And also the joints, playing guitar and everything. But right at the moment, I can't believe how good I feel on stage, you know.
No,
so
you sound terrific.
I think my shows are better than ever at the moment.
Oh, so do I. I think they're fantastic. John, we can't wait to see you here in Geelong. An absolute pleasure to speak to you. I told you a true story off air that my first ever paycheck for starting my first job on the radio in 1985, I walked down to Brash's in the mall in Ballarat and bought your album All the Best. And I still have it cassette at home.
Yeah, good on you, mate. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Fantastic, John. If you would like to win a double pass to go along and see John, give me a call, 52-299-939. And don't forget, check out the Geelong Arts Centre website, Friday, 28th of May, 8 p.m. It's going to be a fantastic show. John Williamson.